Have you ever wondered if the best time to exercise actually changes the results you get? Morning people often swear by sunrise workouts, while others feel their strongest energy only kicks in after sunset. Somewhere between these two camps, most people end up confused rather than consistent. The truth is, the question itself is more personal than it sounds. Your body doesn't operate on a universal fitness clock. It responds to rhythm, routine, and how your day is structured. Once you understand that, the pressure to find a perfect time starts to fade. What matters more is learning how timing interacts with your energy, performance, and long-term consistency. That's where real progress happens and where the health benefits of working out naturally unfold. When is the best time to exercise? There is no single time of day that guarantees better results for everyone. Human performance naturally fluctuates across a 24-hour cycle due to circadian rhythms, which influence body temperature, alertness, and physical readiness, making the best time to exercise different for each individual. In the morning, the body is transitioning from rest. Hormonal levels like cortisol are higher, which supports wakefulness and alertness, often making it a best time to exercise for people who prioritize routine and consistency. Later in the day, especially in the afternoon and evening, body temperature rises, muscles are more flexible, and coordination tends to improve. This is why studies often show slightly better strength and power output later in the day, while morning sessions are more closely linked to consistency and habit formation. Neither time is inherently superior. They simply emphasize different advantages when it comes to finding the best time to exercise for your personal goals and lifestyle. Best time to exercise for different fitness goals. Working out naturally boosts your health and energy levels, while also enhancing mental clarity. Finding the best time to exercise ensures you can fully enjoy these benefits consistently. Morning vs. evening workouts, what actually changes? Morning and evening workouts both work, but they shape your training experience differently, and the best time to exercise ultimately depends on individual energy patterns and consistency. Morning sessions are often chosen for discipline and routine building. With fewer distractions, people are less likely to skip them. Some also find that early movement improves mental clarity for the rest of the day. For many individuals, this makes the morning a practical best time to exercise for building long-term habits. Evening workouts, on the other hand, tend to make one feel physically stronger. As the body warms up throughout the day, neuromuscular efficiency and flexibility improve, which can enhance performance in strength-based exercises. Movements may feel smoother, and endurance can feel more natural. Neither option is universally better. The real difference lies in how your body responds to energy levels at different times, which determines your personal best time to exercise rather than a fixed rule. Weight loss, does timing really matter? For weight loss, timing plays a supporting role rather than a defining one. The primary drivers remain calorie balance, consistency, and overall training quality. Morning workouts, especially fasted sessions, may slightly increase fat oxidation during exercise. However, research shows this does not meaningfully increase long-term fat loss when total calorie intake and expenditure are matched. The broader picture matters more than what happens during a single workout. Evening workouts can support weight management in a different way. For some individuals, they help reduce stress-related eating and improve appetite regulation later in the day. This behavioral advantage can indirectly support long-term fat loss adherence. In practice, the most effective timing is the one that allows you to stay consistent without relying heavily on willpower, which effectively becomes your sustainable best time to exercise. Strength training, when does performance peak? Strength training tends to show slightly better average performance later in the day for many people. This is linked to higher core body temperature, which improves muscle elasticity, joint mobility, and neuromuscular coordination. Afternoon and evening sessions often allow for better force production, improved coordination, slightly more efficient movement mechanics, when adequately warmed up. That said, morning strength training is still fully effective. It simply requires a longer and more deliberate warm-up. With adaptation, the body can perform well at any chosen, best time to exercise. How to choose the right time for your routine. Instead of chasing the idea of an ideal workout time, it's more useful to study how your body and day actually behave. Most people already have a natural rhythm, they just don't pay attention to it. Once you start noticing it, the decision becomes far less confusing. Some people feel mentally sharp within an hour of waking up. Others need a slow start before their energy feels stable. There are also those who hit their peak focus only in the evening after work pressure settles. None of these patterns is wrong. They simply point to different biological and lifestyle rhythms. A more practical way to decide is to observe your real-world behavior instead of relying on fitness advice alone. Ask yourself, when do I feel most physically alert without forcing energy? When does my schedule stay stable enough that workouts won't get interrupted? When am I least likely to cancel or postpone exercise? When does movement feel like a natural part of the day rather than an added task? These questions are more revealing than most workout rules you'll find online. They connect fitness to reality, not theory. Another angle worth considering is mental resistance. Even if a time slot looks perfect on paper, it won't work if it consistently feels difficult to start. The body follows repetition, not intention. If a certain timing repeatedly leads to skipped sessions, it's a sign the schedule needs adjustment, not more discipline. There's also the factor of energy cost across the day. A workout scheduled during a mentally exhausting period may feel harder than it should, even if your physical capability is unchanged. On the other hand, a well-timed session can feel surprisingly effortless simply because it aligns with your natural flow. In the long run, consistency matters more than precision. A routine that fits your lifestyle, even if it isn't scientifically optimal, will always outperform a perfect plan that keeps getting interrupted. The goal is not to find the best possible time in theory, but the most repeatable time in reality. Meet your healthy sidekick, calories tracker buddy. If the mental heavy lifting of tracking feels like a chore, meet the app that turns your health journey into a game. Calories tracker buddy doesn't just give you numbers, it gives you a virtual companion that grows alongside your progress. The app's secret powers. Snap the meal, no more searching through endless databases. Point your camera, tap once, and the AI scans your food for calories, nutrients, and balance in seconds. Buddy motivation, this is the heart of the app. You have a virtual health buddy that evolves and grows with every healthy choice you make. It's like having a digital pet that thrives on your consistency, giving you a reason to check in even on low motivation days. Calorie burn tracker, from gym sessions to stealth exercise like dishwashing or dancing in your kitchen, the app tracks every move to show you how your daily activity ignites your progress. Goal predictions, wondering if your current pace is working? The app provides instant feedback on how every meal, snack, and sip impacts your long-term journey, helping you stay aligned with your best time to exercise. Social sharing and squad hype, proud of a healthy plate or a new streak. Share your glow-up moments directly from the app to let your friends hype you up and keep the momentum going. Practical tips to fit exercise into your day. Consistency often depends on removing friction, not increasing motivation. The easier it is to start, the more likely you are to stick with it. Instead of relying on willpower every day, build small systems that make exercise feel automatic. 1. Prepare the night before. If you work out in the morning, the biggest challenge is usually the rush. Reducing morning decisions makes a noticeable difference. Keep your workout clothes, shoes, and essentials ready before bed. Plan your workout type in advance so you don't waste time deciding. If needed, keep a light snack or water bottle ready nearby. 2. Fix a realistic workout window. Unclear timing is one of the fastest ways to skip workouts. A loose "I'll do it sometime" rarely works in real life. Choose a specific time slot instead of a flexible range. Treat it like a non-negotiable appointment, not an optional task. Align it with your natural energy peak when possible. 3. Manage your energy before training. Your body rarely feels the same throughout the day, so preparation matters more than intensity. Stay hydrated consistently instead of waiting until workout time. Avoid long gaps without food if you train in the evening. Take a short break before starting so your mind can shift focus. 4. Reduce mental resistance. Most skipped workouts don't fail because of physical fatigue, but because starting feels mentally heavy. Begin with a 5-minute warm-up rule to break inertia. Avoid overthinking the full workout before starting. Focus only on showing up, not completing a perfect session. 5. Make consistency easier than skipping. Long-term progress comes from repetition, not intensity alone. Your environment should support action, not delay it. Keep workout space accessible and ready. Remove small distractions that delay the start. Accept that even shorter workouts still count and build habit strength. The real goal is not perfect discipline every day. It's building a system where starting feels simple enough that skipping becomes the harder option. Conclusion. There is no universal answer to the best time to exercise. What exists instead is alignment between your body, your schedule, and your ability to stay consistent without struggle. Morning, afternoon, or night can all work if they fit into your life in a sustainable way. Once that alignment is in place, progress becomes less about motivation and more about rhythm. Try different timings, observe how your body responds, and settle into what feels natural. The right time is the one you can return to repeatedly without resistance. FAQs. 1. Does the best time to exercise depend on sleep patterns? Yes. The best time to exercise often depends on how well you sleep and when you naturally feel alert. If you're someone who feels sluggish in the morning, later workouts may feel more effective. If you wake up refreshed early, morning sessions can be more productive and easier to stick to. 2. Can the best time to exercise affect workout consistency? Yes, and this is one of the most important factors. The best time to exercise is often the time you can consistently follow without interruption. Even if a time is not physically optimal, it becomes the best choice if it helps you maintain a stable routine. 3. Should meals be considered when deciding the best time to exercise? Yes. The best time to exercise can depend on your meal schedule. Training too soon after a heavy meal may cause discomfort, while training too long without eating may reduce energy. Matching workouts with your digestion and energy levels helps improve performance and comfort. 4. Is the best time to exercise linked to stress levels during the day? Yes. The best time to exercise often aligns with when stress levels are manageable. Some people prefer morning workouts to reduce anxiety early in the day, while others use evening exercise as a way to release accumulated stress and mentally reset. 5. Does climate or temperature affect the best time to exercise? Yes, environmental conditions can influence the best time to exercise. In hotter climates, early morning or late evening workouts are often more comfortable and safer. In cooler environments, midday sessions may feel easier because the body warms up more naturally. 6. What are the main health benefits of working out? Regular exercise improves cardiovascular health, strengthens muscles and bones, boosts immunity, enhances mental well-being, and helps manage weight. It also promotes better sleep and increases energy levels.